And now the game in which we invite well-known and powerful people on to squander some time answering our questions. It's called Not My Job. Arizona has a tradition of colorful politicians. There was Senator Barry Goldwater, of course. In more recent years, Governor Evan Meekum, an auto dealer who ended up being impeached. And Governor Fife Symington, who, among other crimes against good taste, was named Fife Symington. Today, the august seat of power in Phoenix is held by Janet Napolitano, who, so far, seems frighteningly and suspiciously normal, at least by local standards. We're honored to have her with us. Governor Napolitano, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Well, thank you.
Isn't it true that Arizona has had more than its share of, shall we say, political mavericks, colorful figures reaching high office?
Arizona has a tradition of colorful politics. We're very independent people, independent thinking, and yeah, we've had our share.
Yeah. So is there a particular way, because, you know, one of the things you notice about Arizona politics, you have rather extreme characters on every side. You have Barry Goldwater, you have Bruce Babbitt, all fond success here. Is there a particular Arizona ethos? Is there an Arizona way, if you will?
Well, no.
Okay.
and the ethos is, Arizonans appreciate people being themselves, and then they vote accordingly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask the obvious question. Are you going to be the first woman president or the second?
Well, that's actually kind of interesting that you bring that up, because as is well known, you came out quite publicly in favor of Barack Obama in the presidential race.
I did.
And obviously, the good people of Arizona take your opinion very seriously.
Oh, yeah. We could see that.
Yeah. So, I mean, did you do that because you were genuinely enthused about Obama, or do you want to, like, put Hillary aside so you can seize that mantle someday?
No, I really, I'm very enthusiastic about Barack Obama, and I just think it's time for a change in Washington, D.C.
All right. It does occur to me, though, I mean, everybody's abuzz, as well they should be, about the possibility of electing the first woman president. Is there a trick? I mean, it's sadly, in this country, it's a relatively new thing to see women elected in their own right to high office. Is there a trick to it?
I got more votes.
Really? That helps. Okay.
Just get more votes and you're in.
We were led to understand that Arizona doesn't provide a governor's mansion.
What?
That is true. That is true. I have the only gubernatorial condominium in the United States. But it's mine. I paid for it, so it's just fine.
Why not?
Now, do you run your condo's board?
No. You know, there are really hard jobs in government like being a governor, but the hardest job is being on your HOA. That's tough. That's hard politics. So, no, I don't
That's
do that
That's dirty
one.
Politics.
Yeah, that one I can't manage. No, I'll take governor over that.
Speaking of seeking other offices, if I'm not mistaken, you're term limited. You're in your second and final term.
I am indeed.
A tragedy for the state, no doubt. Oh, the audience agrees. But what can you tell us about your plans once you finish your second term?
Want to pay off my condo.
Really?
Yeah. Want to finish that. No, I don't really have any. Arizona's got a lot of challenges associated with it. We're the first or second fastest growing state in the country. A lot of growth, a lot of vitality, a lot of youth. And we're building big universities and big schools and bringing in high tech and other things. And
Shaq.
And that takes...
Yeah. You're going to have to
And big basketball players, yes.
For Shaq.
Big basketball players. But I really haven't thought much beyond 2010.
Really? Do you think you're the kind of person... I mean, obviously, you had the ambition and ability to manage a great state. Do you think that you're the kind of person who'll need to continue to be in charge, or can you imagine?
Can I imagine not being in charge?
Can you imagine not being in charge?
No.
There you are.
Good answer.
Talk about straight
talk. That's what I do. That could be
fantastic. Well, Governor Napolitano, we are so delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling.
I had to sit around for a bleeping year with an 8-10 record in this bleeping league, and I mean, you'll not put me in that bleeping position again, or you will bleeping pay for it like you can't bleeping believe.
That, of course, was one of the great pearls of wisdom from legendary coach Bobby Knight. Mr. Knight, the winningest college basketball coach ever. This week he surprised the sports world with his sudden resignation from his position at Texas Tech. We're going to commemorate the great coach with three questions about his life and times. Answer two correctly, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, swearing like a sailor on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Governor Janet Napolitano playing for?
The governor is playing for Laura Torche of Glendale, Arizona.
All right.
Here's your first question. Here's your first question. Bobby Knight, of course, is famous for his, well, attacks on other people. Most famously, he was fired at Indiana University after he grabbed the arm of some student who had the audacity to say to him, "Hey, Knight, what's up?" But there was one incident, less reported, less famous, in which he actually physically went after whom? A, the Purdue University mascot, which is a guy dressed up like a train engine. B, a member of the other team's marching band. Or C, a massage therapist who pressed down a bit too hard.
And I need to pick A, B, or C.
You need to pick one of those. One of those is the right answer.
Well,
he attacked one of those people.
I'll go with A.
You're going to go with A, the Purdue University mascot. Although I do like the idea of him punching a train in the face. No, the answer was the member of the other team's band.
Ah!
Bob McClellan of Rivals.com just wrote recently about how he saw Knight go after a member of the Northwestern University band in a basketball game during the 80s. Quote, he literally tried to grab a young man and pull him over the railing as the Hoosiers left the court. All right, you still have two more chances. Last question, is it? I'm sorry, not
Next
the last question at all. Yes, thank you.
We are I'm here but to serve, you know.
We are a little bossy, aren't we, Governor?
Just trying to help you out there. Question number two.
Yes, I understand that. Thank you.
I think being good at math is an important thing for a governor.
I'm thinking, watch out, New Mexico. You're about to be annexed.
No, that would be California.
All right.
Some people were just born to be in charge.
That's true. All right, here we go. Okay. Next question. As it turns out, what may well be the last public tantrum of Knight's career will be the one that happened in February of 2004, as he had a public confrontation in a restaurant with his own boss at that time, the Chancellor of Texas Tech University, David Smith. What had Smith done to so infuriate Coach Knight? A, tell him he should probably stop wearing his Indiana University sweater, since now he worked for a different school. B, compliment him on his public behavior in recent days and weeks. Or C, say, quote, this is Texas. Nobody goes to the salad bar here except to get the Jell-O.
C.
C. Oh, she just chooses that. No, it was B.
Ah! I'm letting Laura down.
You are, a little bit. But that's just one vote. According, you can't run again anyway. According to a detailed memo of the incident available on thesmokinggun.com, Smith says he wanted to compliment Knight on a couple of incidents in which Knight had actually behaved well in public. This seemed to make Knight furious for some reason. He started screaming at his boss in public, and the frightened chancellor ran away.
So much for the Red Raiders.
Yeah, one more question here for you. Just last fall, there was another little incident in which Knight got into a tussle with somebody while bird hunting. A homeowner complained that Knight was shooting at birds far too close to his house. How did Knight respond? A, Knight threw three dead birds over the guy's fence into his pool. B, Knight sicked his bird dog on him. Or C, Knight shot him.
I'll go with A.
You're going to go with A, threw three dead birds over the guy's fence into the pool. No, he shot him, of course. It's Bobby Knight. The man says he turned away. And keep in mind that Bobby Knight was far away. He says he turned away after shouting at Knight to move away from the house, and a moment later heard a gunshot and then pellets hit his neck and back.
No
injuries, though. Skin wasn't broken. And the police never investigated. For his part, Knight complained that the guy swore at him.
No.
Yes.
No. The pot calling the kettle
black. Isn't it amazing? Carl, how did Governor Napolitano do?
Not good.
Not very well, Peters.
No.
No correct answers, so no prize for Laura Troche.
This, though, I think this happens sometimes, and what I like to say is failure on our quiz is just proof that you, in fact, were destined for greater things.
You know?
Oh, thank you.
Jenna Napolitano is the governor of the great state of Arizona. Thank you so much for being with us,
Governor.
Thank you very
much.
What a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.